This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we never want to miss a day and not saying thank you to you, the fine listeners of this program. Todd, we told our secrets there about the listener meter in the studio now, and people are calling and asking about it, and for a while there, last hour, everyone was listening. Once in a while, it comes off and says most everybody, but, you know, we like it when it's on everybody, so keep those radio dials locked in right where they are. On the program we call What's On Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to weigh in and chat with us is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends who are in a fight. You know, you have friends who just sort of are going about their, you know, everything's kind of okay. And then you have friends who are in a battle, right? Maybe say, in like on a personal level, you know somebody that's fighting a health battle. Well, you're there for them, right? You're bringing meals over to the house. You're doing whatever. Well, from an industry standpoint, our friends in the coal industry, I can't think of a single industry in North Dakota that has a bigger target on its back than the our friends in lignite. And not actually in lignite, but you know what I mean? The lignite industry. I can't. And that is why I love telling folks about the website SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org because it's a great resource to learn what they're going through and find out chapter and verse what is being proposed and passed and put down by the EPA. Court battles happening. And the cost is your electricity bills going up. And the reliability of your electricity going down. It's a big cost. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Lynn Helms is the head of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Is gracious enough to take time out of his busy schedule to join us monthly and talk about the latest oil and gas numbers. We have April numbers to take a look at today. And we welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments for Lynn Helms. Lynn, you probably don't have your calendar in front of you. I'm gathering a bunch of friends and going up to Antler, North Dakota for a steak fry on July 12th. And they said, could you ever invite Lynn Helms? And I said, well, you know, he's on with us once a month. I'll be happy to do it. And I see Lynn once in a while. I don't usually, you know, make invites on the air because it puts people on the spot a little bit. Don't answer now. You know, if it works out, July 12th, little steak fry in Antler. They said you've been up there before. They really enjoyed it. Appreciated the fact that you were kind and gracious and took a lot of questions. And so the folks from the Farm Bureau up there are putting on a neat little event, and we're really looking forward to it on July 12th. So check that out, okay?
Thank you for the invitation. I will. I'll check with Allison and see what the schedule looks like for July 12th in Antler, North Dakota. That's darn near in Canada.
It's just a little bit north of Bismarck. Yeah. Isn't that... just a little piece to the north and a little jog to the east for sure. And I know you get like, 100 requests a day, but appreciate you checking that out. And I'll pass it on to Allison as well.
Nothing beats getting out and talking with people in the communities and getting feedback on how things are going out there. And there are always problems. And sometimes I'm not aware of them, and I like to hear about them. So.
Yeah, speaking of that, by the way, July 19th and 21st, two events that should be on your calendar. As well, because Lynn and Ron Ness and Kathy Nesset and a whole host of folks will be doing Bakken Education Series and also the big Cookfest events in Stanley and Mandaree. So the Cookfest are back for North Dakota Oil Can, and those are a great opportunity. So we know that's another opportunity to chat with Lynn and others. So let's
Those are great events, Scott. You get a chance to talk to the regulators, but you also get the everyday oil and gas people there cooking barbecue for you. So you can stop by and give them an earful or just meet them and find out that they're your friends and neighbors and that they live right there in your community and care about the same things you do. So those are really great events.
They sure are. They're wonderful. So a few eyebrows raised at the drop in oil production in April. Did your eyebrows raise? Were you surprised?
both eyebrows up, Scott, that's for sure. You know, we've expected a large drop as drilling activity and fracking activity fell way off, and it never came. And then finally, here in April, I think the combination of low industry investment and activity combined with weather situation and road restrictions, and we really got a big drop, biggest that we've ever seen in North Dakota history, a little over 70,000 barrels a day. And last time we saw a number like that would have been December of 2013. That month, we had 17 days when it was minus 30 or colder. We had four big snow events and lots of wind that month. So,
but there have been many months prior to April that we expected a number like this that didn't happen. So if you take it over the sweep, I guess to see the rig count, and I'm not trying to minimize it because it's a big deal, and thankfully prices are coming back up so you can see some light at the end of the tunnel. But I am saying if I take several months and given the rig count going down and obviously the pricing situation where it is, I mean, there is an argument that it's not surprising given the environment we're in, isn't there?
Right. I don't think it should be entirely surprising that we were going to have a month like this. I mean, when you look at North Dakota sweet crude getting down to $18 a barrel in February, and in February the production only declined 3,000 barrels a day. So we knew that we were building to something like this. But, you know, I don't want to put it all out there like that either. I mean, when we've had months before when we had the combination of really bad weather and some difficult times, and we've dropped 50,000 barrels a day. So I don't think this is all about fracking and drilling slow down. I would probably say at least half of it, maybe more, is a result of 15 days out of 30, it was too windy to frack in April. And all month long, we had, if you recall, it was warm weather, the frost was coming out of the ground, and we had road restrictions. So the oil trucks, the water trucks, they could only fill themselves to two-thirds full to move oil and water on the highways, and you could not move frack fleets or workover rigs or drilling rigs or anything like that. So it's just a very tough combination, and I think probably half or so of this is the result of the weather conditions and the road restrictions.
Well, that's a little silver lining then. It's a bad news, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because those went away in early May. And so even though we expect May may be another decline month, I don't expect two really big decline months like this back to back. I don't see that in the cards.
And, you know, because I'm saying you already have a limited amount of frack crews anyway, right, because of what's happening. And then if the limited number that are here can't work because of wind and the trucks can't go where they need to go because of the restrictions, it's going to slow things down. So that's good. What do you think that accounts for of that number?
Well, I'm giving it a half and half. I think, you know, it was really surprising when I looked at the weather reports and I saw that fully half of the month of April sustained winds were 36 miles an hour or higher, and I had forgotten that about how we nearly blew away in April. So you know, that's a major factor, and I think probably half of this production drop can be laid at the feet of the wind and the road restrictions. So a little bit of silver lining there, and I think now we can look at it with the rig count going back up one and getting this behind us. I think we can say we really think we've got the worst behind us.
I've heard some rumbling, and I heard it prior to the numbers coming out about the delay in when the numbers were released, especially, obviously, because it was a high number. They were originally scheduled to be out before the election, and they come out the day after. And, you know, I was getting questions about it, and I couldn't figure out, well, what's the deal? And then after it was like, well, see, this is why they didn't want those numbers to come out, because that number looks bad, the headline would look bad. Was there any political reason for delaying the release of the report?
Oh, no, sir. In fact, we did not know if the number was going to be an up, neutral, or down number when we changed the date. The normal date for our webinar is like the 14th or 15th. We set it early this month because originally there was an Industrial Commission meeting scheduled for the 16th, and we didn't want to be trying to get ready for it. It's going to be a big Industrial Commission meeting because it's going to have our rules in it. We didn't want to try to be doing that in a webinar at the same time, so we set it early, really too early, to have all the data in. And when the Industrial Commission moved their meeting to the end of the month, that gave us the breathing room to move back to our normal date. So we just did it on what would be a normal date. It was originally scheduled early.
Yeah, and I think Allison Ritter in your office said that it's always a preliminary date anyway, right? In other words, you don't ever say that's for sure going to be the date when the dates are put out, I think, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. No, was not politics. That's for certain.
All right, let's see. Ed and Wilton has a question for Lynn, which we're not going to have time to get to because we're about to go to the break, but I'll just tell others if you do have questions or comments, they're welcome. 800-228-0550. We'll go through some of the other numbers and just talk a little bit about the good news, and that is obviously what oil prices continue to do. And Lynn has talked before about, you know, the psychological nature of keeping oil at $40 a barrel for 3 months, and we've hit 50 a few times and come back down off of that. And, you know, does it need to get to 60? What's happened? So that and more when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night, and somebody's talking about it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done in the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it really, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. A lot of folks here, when they say, I want Verizon, they go with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon. That's, of course, B-Mobile. B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets. I don't know if you knew that. B-Mobile wants to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. Now, that is the perfect tool to make your car hum and make it smarter and safer, too. There's roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. Where are my kids? Where are they? How about that? Hands-free Bluetooth calling and more. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get hum and go. Be mobile everywhere in North Dakota. Online, find a location at bemobile.com. Or stop and see them. Minnesota locations, too. Connect to communicate at bemobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources Director, with us on What's on Your Mind. Ed in Wilton, question for Lynn. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Lynn. Can you tell me what the average well production per day is at this time?
Yeah, the overall average of all wells in North Dakota is 80 barrels a day per well. Bakken wells are a lot better than that. Obviously, the old legacy wells average about 20 barrels a day, and so Bakken wells are averaging well over 100 barrels a day, and a brand new Bakken well comes on at anywhere from 1,500 to 4,000 barrels a day.
Yes, the old stripper wells that I worked in the 80s, 70s, you know, we were lucky to produce 40 barrels a day, and then they would cut back to 10. The point being is then later on, even back then, we would get the 1,000 to 2,000 barrel days, but they dropped off. Nowadays, we are producing so much. It really isn't about the rig count the reason we lose production. It's the shutting down of the wells or restricting the wells. A lot of the companies are restricting the wells right now, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are. And Ed, I'm glad you brought up that point. It's one of the numbers that we didn't really emphasize yesterday, but we're just 10 wells shy of 1,600 inactive wells in the state right now. So, and that's those wells that we've got to have $40 a barrel for 90 days before they go back to work and turn those wells back on. So we're at a record number of restricted and inactive wells.
Yes. I mean, you know, the getting these wells producing again is the most important thing. And then we can go on and get more wells. But, you know, compared to the 70s and 80s, when my family, my uncles and that, were oil producers, drillers, or, you know, they would just, at a 200-barrel-a-day well, were just excited. I mean, they're rolling over in their grave right now knowing what's going on, and it's just a fantastic thing. Now, I did go out and work some now, and I saw those 2,000, 3,000 barrel days wells, and it's just fascinating. But so much of the time, people don't understand or are not given the complete view, the correct view of what's actually happening out there.
Ed, we'll let Lynn respond, and then we're going to move on here. Just a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Ed's spot on. You know, we talk in sound bites, and it's a very complex and complicated industry, and so absolutely, at sub $40 a barrel, a well breaks down, they're not going to put it back on production for a year, maybe 2 years. And the good news, you know, part of the good news in our director's cut from yesterday was that we're getting close. We're within a month of that 90 days of being above $40 a barrel. And the job service people in Williston have confirmed that they're now getting job orders for people to work on workover rigs, which are the guys that repair these wells and put them back on production. So we're going to start to see that job curve now turn around and production stabilize and decline at a slower rate. And eventually we'll turn around and head back up. But it's nice to see that there's some jobs starting to reappear with that oil price holding above $40 a barrel.
Interesting analysis, Ed, on the long view, and I think that's important and good for all of us, really, to keep this all in perspective. Any other numbers from the director's cut that you want to highlight, Lynn?
Well, I really want to highlight the progress in gas capture. You know, industry, since the Industrial Commission stepped in and said, industry, you've got to come up with a plan to capture our gas. If you don't put together a plan that we can modify and put in place in regulations, we'll come up with one. And industry did. The commission modified it a little bit, put it in place. And since that time, they've spent $13 billion on gas capture and processing. And that number has dropped from 36% flaring down to 9% flaring now. And so it just drops month to month to month. You know, even on the trust lands, on the reservation, we're capturing 91% of the gas. So great news there, and there's still two gas plants going to come on later this year. There is still about 2,000 to 3,000 miles of gathering pipeline going to be put in the ground this year.
The number seems to be getting a little more encouraging as to when people expect the number to be, you know, at a particular point. And the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Jim Arthaud told us he thought 60 was the new 90. And that's, was it 50 is the new 90 or 60 is the new 90, I think. But anyway,
60 is the new 90, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're making some quicker pace to the 60 than we were from, you know, the 20s to 40, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the huge multi-billion-dollar question is when do we get to that $60 target? Because that's the one that brings rigs out of the yard and puts them back in the field. The $50 target, though, puts frac crews back to work. And we're close to that. You know, it held above $50 for less than a week. We need 90 days of that, but a lot of confidence that by the fourth quarter of this year, we're going to have that behind us and we'll actually be mobilizing frac crews. Met with a major operator yesterday. And once we get above that $50, they plan to work through their non-completed wells in about 13 to 15 months. So we will see a lot of new wells come on production and a lot of hydraulic fracturing activity once we get above 50 and hold there.
What's your headline 1 year from today about the oil and gas industry in North Dakota?
I think I would call it Bakken Reloaded or Bakken's back in business, because I think a year from today, we're going to be at oil prices that have us fracking these non-completed wells, and we'll be in that time period when we'll be counting off the days till we've been above $60 for 90 days.
Interesting. Well, I tell you what, Lynn, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good to talk to you, and you have yourself a great day.
Yeah, and we'll check our calendar, see if we can match up on one of those dates this summer.
That sounds great. Take care, okay?
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works. It gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We've got the power. Well, actually, I don't have any mineral rights. So no, I don't have the power, but if you are a royalty owner, you've got the power. You do. And we were just chatting with Lynn Helms. Lynn is going to be, I should have mentioned that already. I was giving dates on the calendar for July. I forgot about next week, for crying out loud. Lynn will be on at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter event next week. Speaks on Friday. And I'm really looking forward to that. Thursday, June 23rd, that's a week from today. And a Friday, the 24th, they have a bus tour that will highlight various stages of getting the minerals to the consumer. Do a little bus tour to the Bakken. That'll be kind of cool. Then they go to the Medora Musical and the Pitchfork Fondue on Thursday night. And then Friday, it's all business. North Dakota industry update, legislative update, gas flaring issues, pipeline, right-of-way, eminent domain, tax allocation, refinery projects, oil and gas leasing 101, and much more. I'll be moderating a panel. It'll be at 4:40 Dickinson time on Friday, a discussion on the Bakken, and really, you're going to like this. Steve McNally, who's the top man for Hanson, North Dakota, has been in every major oil play in the world. And so the perspective that brings really makes for a fascinating conversation. His son, Scott McNally, is Stanford, Harvard business grad, and is really doing some great research on North Dakota and the numbers. And if you look at the future, if you track, you know, with some of the numbers that Scott has done, it really gives you a good sense based on history and other plays. Anyway, it's just fascinating. Trust me, you'd really like it. You'll learn a lot, whether you own royalty, whether you're a royalty owner or own mineral rights or not. It is great. But there's a lot of great things. EERC will be there. The folks from XTO, the Bakken Operations Manager from XTO, and much more. So love to have you join us for this big event. It's next Thursday and Friday in Dickinson at the Ramada Dakota Lodge there. And if you want tickets, call this number. Tickets, by the way, are registrations, 800-558-0557. If you're not a member, it's $150. If you are a member, it's $125. I'd join if I were you. Add a spouse for $50, 800-558-0557. Or you can go online to NARO, NARO-US.org/events. Getting backed up on text here. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Lines open. Run the crickets here, Todd, because we have a whole half hour of wide open phone, okay? Roll it. See, the crickets tend to populate when there's an open line. And we don't like any open lines. A couple other people had weather comments for our question on whether or not tornadoes cross rivers or if forks in rivers prevent tornadoes from crossing. What do you think about that? A few theories were out there, so let us know. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is this number. Where's the first-time callers out there today, like our friend from Rapid City earlier? I pushed scan on the radio and came across you, and I thought this was interesting. And so there it is. He called. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550 in the studio. Or anytime you can call, you can press 1, leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air. But our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline 24/7 is 855-200-1776, extension 1. I saw something from Donald Trump here today that he's saying he doesn't need the GOP to win. And what's interesting about that is, you know, Doug Burgum just won a Republican gubernatorial race without the GOP. Right? In fact, the GOP was, by nature, supporting the nominee for their candidate. Running ads and doing things that the party does. Got a little bit of a controversy over an email they blasted out, specifically talking about one candidate versus the other on the NRA deal. So, you know, parties do that. They support their nominee, the convention-endorsed candidate. But Doug Burgum won by 22 points without the Republican Party in North Dakota. Donald Trump is just saying, I keep getting hit over the head with parallels between Donald Trump's success and now we can call Doug Burgum's success before his campaign. Do you make that connection? And I think Donald Trump's right. That's why if I were the GOP, I mean, there are lessons to be learned here, as they always are, in how to do it better. And if you are humble and open-minded enough to say, how can we do it better? And not just be instantly defensive about everything's fine the way it is, you grow. So I would hope the GOP nationally, and I would hope the GOP in North Dakota, and those that have governed it, and governed it well in my mind, very well, but not perfectly, would be willing to listen and grow. Because it gets better. Trust me. Stephen in Watford City, North Dakota, home of, very nearby anyway, the best view in North Dakota, North Unit, Teddy Roosevelt National Park. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I tried to call in yesterday for Flag Day. This probably would have gone over better yesterday, I suppose. I wanted to, if I could, if it's acceptable, mention a couple of patriotic volunteer organizations that don't get enough recognition, if that's okay.
Please do.
Okay. There's two organizations. One is the Civil Air Patrol, which is the officially recognized volunteer auxiliary of the United States Air Force, and they do volunteer aviation-related emergency services and humanitarian services. And, you know, there's Civil Air Patrol in every state with multiple local chapters in every state, including Puerto Rico, and also the Coast Guard Auxiliary, not the Coast Guard, but the Coast Guard Auxiliary, which is the officially recognized civilian volunteer auxiliary of the United States Coast Guard, and they do volunteer maritime emergency services and humanitarian services for the United States. And, you know, there's flotillas wherever there's a significant body of water. For example, Flathead Lake in Montana has a flotilla for the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Now, if you want to express or show, demonstrate your patriotism, I think it would be a good idea to volunteer with one of these organizations, you know, and provide volunteer emergency services, you know, maritime or aviation related. So,
all good suggestions, Stephen. Am I aware of what?
Are you aware of, there's, in 1973, there was a Canadian radio broadcaster who did a little, I don't know, dialogue about called the Americans, you know, thanking America for all that America does around the world. Every time there's a disaster someplace that we go and help out.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, Byron McGregor.
It's about four and a half minutes long. You know, be nice to hear that maybe sometime.
All right, Todd, we'll mark that down. We'll add that to our Red Skelton.
I do have a copy of that. I don't know if I have it in my system or not, but I think I have a copy at home if I don't. So.
We'll find it, Stephen. Thanks for calling. Nice to hear from Great City, Watford City, North Dakota, home of the next lieutenant governor. You know, I told people on all sides of that that campaign many times, win or lose, what a cool thing for Watford City to have a lieutenant governor that has been either as a running mate in a campaign or ultimately to make it, you know, obviously going to have to win in November, but I think it's cool. I've disclosed before that Brent's a friend of mine, so maybe I'm a little bit of a homer, but I really think it's great. I really do. Lance at Grand Forks, see you next on What's On Your Mind. And we're going to go to Perm and to Rust on the Road. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, out by Golden Lake, rural Steel County, a cluster of small tornadoes developed. One of them, I believe, started right at the lake, and the other one's not too far away. And a couple of them jumped down into the Goose River, and they followed for many miles.
Interesting.
So water is not a deterrent.
Yeah. And again, I say I'm not sure that I remember the first call all that well about this topic, but I think it was more about a river and do they cross a river kind of thing rather than it being water as a deterrent. But I think some people.
If anything, that night water was why can't I come up with the word?
Accelerant, maybe, huh?
An accelerant,
yeah.
They dropped down in there and went for miles.
Interesting point, Lance. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. Perham, Minnesota, home of, speaking of the veterans, one of the great veterans museums I've ever been to. In their own words, they literally collected all these veteran contributions and even have bunkers, rebuilt bunkers. It's cool. Check it out. But Earl, go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, thanks, guys. One thing I had a couple things I wanted to one a question. The other one was just kind of a thing about Israel. I would like to ask the left, just ask Israel about taking weapons away from people and see what happens. What did they use? They strapped bombs out and ran through restaurants and bus stations and buses. They killed a lot of people. So really, you're going to take the guns away? My second thing is, I'm really upset with the Republicans. When we have people like Elizabeth Warren and Obama attacking the Second Amendment, which weren't they sworn to uphold the Constitution? When they attack it, to me, I'd be the first senator up there saying, "Okay, we're gonna first of all we're gonna impeach you immediately, then we're gonna try you for treason." Now, to me, I want to hear a Republican, you know, any of them, Kramer, any of them, respond to my question. Why are you not doing anything about these idiots attacking our Constitution, which they are supposed to uphold? Thank you, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I hear you. I definitely hear you. I mean, unfortunately, the Bill Clinton episode ruined, politically speaking, not the chapter and verse of the law and what the Constitution envisioned, impeachment, and so everybody's jittery about it. I don't agree with it. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Russell is on the road. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I've got a couple of questions. One question mainly. We're looking at two political candidates, Clinton and Trump, that it's to the point we can't trust either one of them. We look at the original Clinton when Bill was in office, and he lied to us through the entire situation, and now we have Hillary with her emails, and then we're up against with Trump, who apparently, because he has all his money, is able to put his foot in his mouth every time he steps up in front of the podium. Don't they have anybody who can rein these people in? I look at Trump, and he should have been so far ahead by now because he has this business mind, but you look back at Reagan and Theodore Roosevelt as these...
Hang on, Ross. We'll finish this on the other side of break. Bill and Horace, too. Stay tuned.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Bull Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince with the team at Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Everybody's listening. Everybody's buying pillows, too. That's a good thing, because when you listen and then you buy the products that you hear about on this show, it ensures Todd and I not only, eat, but also stay on the air. So that's a twofer there that you get. And speaking of twofers, how about a fourfer? The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the invention of Mike Lindell, a great guy who we need to get back on again one of these days, because I just get energy from Mike Lindell. The guy is just fabulous. He's got an incredible story, and he's built an incredible pillow. And you get, if you listen to this program, a deal nobody else gets. That's the four-for-one, two of the classics, two of the travel pillows for under $100, a savings of $160. That's right, $160. Now, all you need to do that is call them on a line set up just for our listeners, 800-506-9028. That's the number you need to call, all right, and get that deal, 800-506-9028. And here's the deal. There's no risk. 10-year warranty. You're going to sleep on that pillow for pennies a night. Low maintenance. I mean, throw in the washer. 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it 59 nights. Don't like it. Send it back. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Tomorrow, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader from Dickinson. A good man. A good leader. Look forward to chatting with Rich on the program about the potential of having... Well, he's going to have a new governor either way, but it's not the one he necessarily wanted. It's somebody new to the political game, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and also about the numbers and where they're at. Look forward to catching up with Rich. Jerry Simmons will be here, too. He's the executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners. We're going to talk with him a little bit about that NARO gathering in NARO is National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota chapter gathering in Dickinson next week. Really hope you're going, by the way. I'm going to be there broadcasting live on Friday, but the event is Thursday and Friday. 800-558-0557 if you want to go there. Also next week, Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor recipient, author of a book you can't even believe how good it is. Kevin Kramer was telling me he's gotten through it. He's just absolutely moved by the book. Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. The man is a North Dakota treasure. Look forward to that conversation for sure. Bill and Horace, you're next on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Say, listen, I have a positive Trump story. I got a good friend that is from New Hampshire. He runs, well, he's retiring, the Windsor Institute. I went out there to study how to make Windsor chairs from Mike Dunbar. Any event, my wife and I were in Chicago here at the end of March or April, and we went back to our hotel room, and on the big screen television, I turned it on, and on CNN, which I normally don't watch, here's Mike being interviewed by the national news media, and they're asking him, how come you support Trump? Now, Mike is involved in Republican politics in New Hampshire, and he said that some years ago he had been invited to show Trump around the state of New Hampshire. And he said that Trump just won him over. He was genuinely interested in where blue-collar jobs had gone. How come there aren't craft people anymore making things, which is what Mike does? And in a sense, you could call him a blue-collar person. And he said that Trump was genuinely interested about the loss of American jobs. And he said he spent a day with him, showing him around New Hampshire. And he said to CNN that this guy is the real deal.
Wow.
Now, I'm hearing people call in just like you had a caller before mine.
He's still here.
I just want to nitpick.
And Russ
still
is
there?
Yeah, Russ is still here. So go ahead and I'm going to get back to Russ in a second here. But they just want to nitpick, you say?
Yeah. I mean, good Lord, nobody's perfect. Trump even knows that he's not perfect and says so. But the guy has been thinking about this for a long time. And according to my friend, in fact, I sent Mike an email, and I thanked him for standing up front and at least coming out for a candidate. In any event, I guess that's my comment.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one. Would you do me a favor, Bill, and get us Mike's information if we put you on holder? I'd like to talk to him and hear more about that story.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's one of the nicest guys on the face of the earth.
All right. No, just hang on. Right. Manny will get that from you. Because, Russ, I'm with him. I think there's a lot of nitpicking. He's not perfect. But by golly, he's awakened a bunch of people in the Republican Party and several other parties to say that are fed up with people who just say they're going to do stuff and don't do it. So do you recognize at least why he has the appeal that he has?
Oh, yeah. I'm not nitpicking at Trump. I like Trump. I'm just saying that his campaign, as it's covered by the media currently, makes him look bad. So it
puts some of the neutral voters into a
you know what?
Place.
If they're watching the media, as in, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, Washington yeah. Post, all the usual sources, to glean whether or not to vote for Donald Trump, we've lost them before it began. If they are not engaged in how to, you know, lose that filter, we're never going to win them, in my view.
Yeah, because if we talk to our local reps, like when he was here in Bismarck, they could just tell you, you know, sit down with him and just say, hey, this guy is the real deal. And
well, I'll tell you this. I was won over by Ben Carson's comments on him. That's when I became a devotee of this is the guy. I'm going to throw my energy that way behind this microphone for Donald Trump because of Ben Carson telling me a story not unlike what Bill shared in the way of story. Jeff Jamestown, you have one, not even a sentence, one word. What did you want to say about Mr. Trump?
Trump is no Doug Burgum. Make that illusion.
Okay. All right.
That's wow.
Interesting. We'll take that one up tomorrow. God bless you.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.